want the Republicans to wake up is the Republican Party right now is not led by conservatives. There's a population out there that has to be told the truth. We have to do it live.
Now, from the left coast, it's another podcast edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Peter B. is curious, opinionated, and relentless in pursuit of the truth like a honeybee drawn to pollen. He's an independent progressive, ready to sting Republicans and Democrats alike when they deserve it. After years in commercial radio, Peter B. welcomes you to this audio adventure in news and politics with no corporate filter. Listeners support this program, and you can help at peterbcollins.com. Here's your humble host, Peter B.
Thanks for downloading the very latest from peterbcollins.com. In a moment, Reverend Billy will join us. He is threatened with conviction for crimes that could lead to 1 year in prison in New York City. We'll explain coming up. But I'd like to thank the people who support this podcast by subscribing. And let's name names. Beth Daniel, Mark Brodsky, MSPs, Stephen King. Thank you for subscribing and staying with us month after month. I want to invite others to join your ranks. Just go to peterbcollins.com and follow the links under my mugshot in the upper left-hand corner. The links say sign up. You can subscribe, 24-hour pass for $1, $5 a month, cancel anytime, or get yourself the best deal, the $50 annual subscription. And new annual subscribers get a copy while they last of Bill Ayer's new memoir called Public Enemy and a bag of kick-ass Kona coffee. So don't delay. I really need your support, and I encourage you to sign up today at peterbcollins.com. Boy, the audio quality on my Up With People recording really sucks. But it came from a 45 Rippum record, and then it was copied onto a cassette tape, and then it was dubbed onto a reel-to-reel, and then we digitized it, and this is what we get. One of the people who really fights to keep people up is Reverend Billy, with the Church of Stop Shopping and his Earth Alleluia Chorus. He has been traversing the country to spread a message about greed, about corruption, and how it connects to climate change. Reverend Billy, welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Earth Alleluia, St. Peter, it's a privilege to be here.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and I know the long arm of the law is trying to grab you by the Roman collar and put you in either Rikers Island or the Tombs. I'm not sure where you would be sentenced to. Tell our listeners what you're being charged with.
Well, I've stepped into the stairwell in my office building in New York. In the East Village here. Can you hear the echo?
Oh, yes, we can feel it.
I felt that your listeners might appreciate the facsimile of the jail vibe here. As I report that one of our protests, which lasted all of 15 minutes, but was, after all, inside a uptown JPMorgan Chase bank, one of our protests has earned us the charge of incitement to riot. Menace, I don't even know what menace is. Am I menacing you at this time?
I always think of Dennis when you mention menace.
I know that you had a bad sexual experience there on the beach, and Peter, I just want you to like leave that out of the conversation.
Okay.
But the charges come with a recommendation by the people of 1 year in prison. The prosecutor stood there staring at us, me and my friend Nehemiah Luckett, the music director of the Stop Shopping Choir.
Mm-hmm.
And she was full of fire and dismay, disgust. And as she said, the people recommend 1 year in prison for Mr. Talon and 3 months for Mr. Luckett. Our lawyer just started shouting, this is a 15-minute political performance featuring people in dressed up in costumes depicting extinct amphibians that have been killed by climate change.
That's the golden toads.
That's the golden toad. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, so that was about a month ago now, and we're 2 weeks away from the next step in the trial, which I believe they convert their charges into. They have to bring the evidence before the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will counter with our motion of how we will defend ourselves. So we're setting up the legal fund, and resbilly.com is our website. We're calling people around the country, trying to get enough money in the pot so that we're not forced to accept a plea deal because we're broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to be forced into, you know, if they reduce the prison time and it looks like the best financial solution, you know, I would be tempted to take that. We don't want to do that for the wrong reason.
And Billy, I hope, I know you're a principled guy, but you will not accept an offer from the FBI to join the Witness Protection Program and become one of the 15,000 paid informants who is infiltrating activist groups and peace groups and Muslim communities across the country. Just swear off that right now, will you?
Well, now, Peter, are you offering me that job? Is this a circuitous way for you to offer me that job?
No.
Do you work for the FBI yourself?
No, 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 no. I have.
I want to know how much money is involved.
I think
I'm going to say yes, but I just want to know how much money is involved.
I have no authority to make an offer to you. I'm simply trying to intervene, Billy, the way you have so many times to protect me from corporate crime and corporate consumption. And I just want you to back away from that FBI offer. Back away from the idea that you can protect aimless Americans by informing on your fellow citizens.
All right, you stuck me into it. Okay, all right, I won't do it. I won't take it. Once again, not making a living. I've got a 3-year-old. You know, I've got to get some money somehow. But, okay, very good. Some moral note in your voice has come through to me.
Now, Bill, you are charged with riot in the second degree, menacing in the third degree, unlawful assembly, and 2 counts of disorderly conduct. Now, the only thing they forgot to charge you with is that the toad head costumes somehow, you know, conflict with the decor inside of a J.P. Morgan Chase bank retail location. I mean, come on, are they going to bring you up next on fashion crimes?
Well, our indictment of them is only one phrase, and it's climate change financing. And we apparently have the temerity to, like, turn and face the rock star Jamie Dimon and his the biggest bank in the United States and just say you're financing fossil fuel projects at such a rate around the world that you've become the top financier of climate change. Our research comes from Rainforest Action Network and the Sierra Club. It's called banktrack.org. Banktrack, one phrase,
mm-hmm.
banktrack.org.
Got it.
The office is in the Netherlands, and they have people monitoring bank investments around the world. We find that they feel that Chase is the most earth damaging of the investors. And we, you know, something about Americans, we don't identify, when it comes to climate change, we're not following the money. We don't identify the basic business deal. We don't, like, look at what, we don't ask ourselves, what's paying for this? How's this happening? In fact, the top 50 fracking companies are all in debt. to their banks, to their hedge funds, to big reservoirs of cash that are seeking these fossil fuel projects.
Well, and Bill, it's
cash and cents. They need the money.
My climate change experts inform me that there is a looming fracking bubble that has been fueled by the hedge fund investment in the fracking sector and the overly optimistic projections that the frackers present to the bankers in order to get their money. And so this may implode all on its own. But Bill, I've got to ask you for a moment. Don't you have any compassion for Jamie Dimon? I mean, this guy is barely holding on to his job with his polished fingernails, and he just had to agree to a $13 billion settlement with the Justice Department, and there could be criminal charges still to be filed over the actions of J.P. Morgan Chase and some of its subsidiaries. And so, sure, he runs a greed-filled, rapacious organization that profits from the ugliest forms of Earth exploitation known to man. But he doesn't have a choice, because he's got to put food on his family, you know?
Well, I'd like to try to arouse some compassion for the man, but he's just a pure putz. that's my answer to your question. Your question went on for a half a page of text. But $13 billion goes into fraudulent mortgages. It goes into misrepresenting to investors what they're buying with those bundles. It goes into student debt. It goes into partnering with Bernie Madoff.
Wait a minute, Bill. I think you're mixing up. It's Goldman Sachs that has a corner on shitty deals, all right, where they sell substandard investment packages to their own clients and then sit back and watch them scream.
I think that Jamie and Lloyd Blankfein are buddies. I think that they have lunch in the Four Seasons so often that they basically are—they're both vampire squids.
Well, and I can imagine that very soon there'll be a White House ceremony where Obama will give the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Larry Summers, Lloyd Blankfein, and Jamie Dimon. And that's where we need the Stop Shopping Choir, the Earth Alleluia Chorus, and your toad masks. We need you to get into the White House next.
Well, what we can do is we can parachute onto the White House lawn and get shot and killed before we, you know, even land. That's what will happen to me, and which will hurt our harmonies. You know, it hurts the music.
Yeah, that's true.
Obama's pausing for a year after he was elected. I remember the kind of gradual months going by. After the euphoria of his inauguration, the months going by, in which he just could not face up to Wall Street, and I think in that period of time his father was killed mysteriously. I don't know what happened there. I'd be a conspiracy theorist if I could. I just don't seem quite capable of it. But I know that we have been performing our what we call nonviolent dramatic action in banks all over the United States and in Europe, in UBS, in Deutsche Bank, in Citi, B of A, PNC, HSBC. We've been in many of the banks that are identified with egregious policies towards the earth. And we've been detained a few times. You know, we've been held overnight a couple times, but a year, 1 year in prison, that comes from the fact that we decided to choose an uptown Manhattan J.P. Morgan Chase bank that has an escalator that goes from the ground floor up to the third floor, and the 14 singer actors in hood hats were able to shoot themselves into what we call white people land. And we had a large number of people looking up from their hushed conversations where they were bowed over their stock portfolios, look up and be confronted by the resurrection, extinction, resurrection here, which the coming to life of the toad they thought they killed. And we interrupted rich people. And that is what, that is why the year in prison. That is what happened. And that is what Obama had to do. That is what we all have to do. These people will kill us. They are killing us. The national scientists tried to gather together in one, make one message, in the thousands. The fifth IPCC report from the United Nations, they tried to, the largest gathering of scientists to make a report together ever. They were really trying to get through to us. They were saying, the danger is now. It is now. Whole mountains are silent. Coral reefs are drifting dead white masses of lifelessness. The earth is dying. We have got to change how we live.
Well, and we have one extreme weather event after another. When people logically link that to climate change, the Center for what is that, the ExxonMobil think tank in Washington that has an Orwellian name, and damn it, I can't summon it right now. I've talked to one of their flacks, but anyway, this is the kind of think tank that rushes to the corporate media to tell us, oh, you know, there have always been ups and downs in the weather. It gets hot and it gets cold. It rains and it snows. And just don't pay any attention to the island of Leyte in the Philippines right now. That's just an anomaly.
Right. So we all will be called upon to be Earth radicals sooner than later. And we're just, you know, we're just golden toads in the mine shaft.
Now,
and
I opened with a real muddy recording of the Up With People theme that goes way back to 69 or 1970. And I find it curious that you are being prosecuted by the people. And it's the people versus Bill Talon. And I've always been uncomfortable with that, particularly in a case like yours, because I think your lawyers could make a convincing case that you represent the people more than this preening district attorney who wants to lock you up for a year behind these bogus charges.
Well, you know, we will adopt the necessity defense. We will say that we interrupted the business that day at that wealth management bank at 56 and 6th Avenue. It was a minor crime. Because there's no presiding authority, which is issuing any kind of enforcement against a major crime, which is the death of the planet, so the judge will turn down the necessity defense very rarely successfully. Tony Serra in the Bay Area successfully used the necessity defense in defending the Native Americans on the in Northern California a few years ago.
You know, Bill, they also, the protesters against the drone base outside Las Vegas at Creech Air Force Base, they persuaded the judge in their case that their necessity defense was credible. And he actually pivoted. He was very hard line when the proceedings began, and they presented this, you know, a house is on fire. Is it trespassing to go in and rescue a dog or a baby? And the judge was persuaded by that, and he actually acknowledged their point and sentenced them to time served. So there have been cases where necessity defense has prevailed.
Well, we have to do the necessity defense because our whole what we're accomplishing right now, if anything, is to educate people about the imminence of the danger. And the danger that is coming straight from the investment policies of these banks. We're told by the scientists, no, that that the gas and oil and coal cannot come out of the ground, the stuff that's already been discovered and which has assigned value and it's being traded in the casinos, in the stock exchanges, it can't come to the ground. It cannot be burned. It can't come to the surface. So we're saying, well, that's a real bank. And those are real bankers. And there they are. They have a building right here. You know, and they're in our town, and they're in your town, and we have to talk to them. So we're trying to make, it's just, we have a little media bump happening right now. We were in The Guardian yesterday with this. This is all a necessity defense. I'm employing the necessity defense right now as I speak with you. This is all, we'll just keep doing this and doing this and doing this until the jail door slams.
Well, Bill, do you have an opportunity for a jury trial here?
You know, I don't think we do, but we will try to do that if we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
should answer that question. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I should say. I because that's true.
Yeah, I don't know how these things work in the New York City criminal justice system, and particularly because these are misdemeanor charges. The idea that they can ratchet this up to package you into prison for a year seems quite extreme.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and that's why the press is happening. That's why people are giving us support from around the world. And we're very grateful for it. And we realize that this is something that people wanted to do. We just happened to blunder into it with our toad heads. This is what people want. This is what people want. They have been looking for a way, a carrying principle or a package, a conveyance for their anxiety. Anybody's got a child right now. Yeah, I've got a 3-year-old. I want Lena to have a normal life, and I can't really be assured at this point if I believe this the consensus of natural scientists. I can't be assured that is what will happen. So there will be others, and before us there were others. There were in a long line of people that followed their, you know, their passionate moral sense. And in our case, in a comic and musical way, because we believe that's how you open up souls.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get conversation going. We don't have much success with policy papers and talking points. We're better at something that resembles entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Or even praying together to a earth being that isn't a judgmental daddy god, but something closer to having a conversation with this earth that is seems to be trying to talk to us with these disasters. Seems to be trying to. It is a living being, and we're a part of it, and we're blowing it. We're predators. We're out of control predators. On the surface of this great, great, beautiful planet. Amen. All right, well.
Amen, Reverend Billy.
Yeah,
now,
it's so great to talk with you today, and I kind of took a left turn into New Age land there. You can just drop me in, you know, Esalen.
I can
take off my clothes, put me in that hot tub right there, looking out across the Pacific.
Well, you know, the crystals are blinding me at the moment. But, Bill, I want to give some resources here. People can go to your website, revbilly.com, and there's complete information. They can donate to your defense fund via PayPal, and you even have an alternate for people who are allergic to PayPal. We respect that allergy. And I'm your friend on Facebook. You post there quite often. That's another way that people can stay in touch with you, right?
Yes. Rev Billy is my Facebook nom de plume.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to hang on for dear life here and just talk to people and channel this conversation, kind of be the circus guy in the ratty old sparkly tuxedo, and we have a real special, tragic, glorious time on our hands here in history. So let's do the best we can.
And Bill, we're speaking a couple of days before Thanksgiving. This launches into the extended Christmas shopping season. And I wonder if you could give us a little prayerful repartee here to help people, particularly on Black Friday, to decide not to go to the chain stores, to skip the big boxes, and if you must shop, to go to that neighborhood thrift shop or the mom-and-pop store that's on Main Street or around the corner on Elm Street. Can you help us out here a little with a little inspiration and guidance, please?
You know, the idea of consumerism is always that you're not okay as you are. It's always over there. Over the disease of over-there-ness, that product is over there. And over there, you know, you get to buddy with Kate Upton or something. Over there, you get that product that will finally amuse you or be the ultimate convenience. Over there. In fact, I believe that the amazing thing is the heart that's beating in our chest and the mind that we have right here, which no computer can ever compare to. It's not over there. It's right here. If you know that you have the magic yourself, not that Disney magic that's over there, but you yourself have the magic. If you have everything in the foreground, it becomes vivid. I'm not talking about a drug trip. I'm talking about real life. Then you don't have to go over there. And when things become interesting as they are around you, then it's much easier to go into a thrift store and find an amazing, go into a swap shop, go to a farmer's market, go to a mom-pop store, go to a neighborhood or a small town shop where the proprietor is sitting there looking at the things that he or she has gathered from the world, and they're like artists. They're like vision uncle and vision aunts. They have a story for everything you pick up. Those places are waiting for us. Despite the big boxes, those places are still there. I've watched a renaissance of Main Street economies coming back. Walk to it. Take a bicycle to it. Don't go up on the highway and get into a traffic jam and get into that big box. Amen, hallelujah, earth-alleluia.
Praise you, Reverend Billy. I offer great praise. And I would like to end with a hymn. I don't know if you've ever heard this. This is by a group called World Party. The leader, the songwriter, is a fellow named Carl Wallinger. And this is a hymn about man and the planet. It's called "And God Said," and I want you to listen carefully because it has a kind of unexpected ending.
And God said, look after the planet. Look after the planet. Look after the planet. And God said, look after the planet.
And God said, look after the planet. And man said, fuck you. That is the gospel according to World Party.
Well, amen. Let's change that to just. Let's change that text.
All right. Reverend Billy, I wish you the best. We'll be following the news of your upcoming trial on Facebook and elsewhere. I'll keep my listeners posted, and I'm hoping for the best possible outcome. You know, like 20 minutes under a hairdryer.
I think my hair needs it. Peter B. Collins and your church that you've shared with me today, thank you so much for your consideration of our work.
I love what you do, Bill. Don't stop.
Have a shopping-free holiday. Amen. Earth-a-luia.
Well, I hope you'll follow the case of Reverend Billy. The menacing, the mayhem, the riot. Maybe he'll find some justice.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.